Our next guest is a key part of SEN's coverage of the Sri Lanka versus Australia test, which starts tomorrow from 2 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. It's live on SEN Fanatic, on the SEN app, all the SEN networks to join across the day. Adam Collins, Jeff Lemon, Russell Arnold, Bharat Sundaresan, Jeremy Cooney and the team for every ball of the series live from Gaul. Thanks to Henley Holmes delivering affordability, and a key part of that. In fact, he could be the leader of the team, joins us now. Bharat, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks so much, Ken. And I don't know how you know this. I am the leader of the group. We are in the subcontinent. And, you know, I've been bossing the boys around this week. And that's why I came a little early as well. Like, you know, went to Colombo, got a lay of the land. And, yeah, we're all set.
So what are your responsibilities as leader? I mean, someone gets you the coffees, you decide the first ball lineup and things like that?
To start with, we're all staying within Golf Fort. And actually, to be honest, it's pretty sad. Generally, it's buzzing with a lot of tourists, but it's not the same. A lot of businesses are struggling. Yes, the first thing I've said, every night we're going to a different place for drinks and dinner. So, you know, I decide where we go and then, they just follow suit, which is how it should be.
Excellent.
As well. Yeah, but nobody's been getting me coffees yet, so thanks for that. I will get them doing that.
A lot of responsibility comes with that. Take us through the preparations. A bit of carnage with the Aussies. Are they going to play a second spinner? Who's it going to be? The health of the squad. Travis Head out, Glenn Maxwell in. But give us your perspective on how the build-up has been for our Aussies.
Firstly, you know, just coming through that one-day series, a lot of the batters used the one-day series because the pitches towards the end of it were turning a lot. I mean, they were turning square in Colombo. So the likes of Warner and Manus and even Cameron Green, they were almost using the time spent in the middle as with one eye on the test series, if that makes sense. Yes, different format, different color of ball. But seriously, that's where it started. And even while the one-days were going on, Steve Smith and Usman Khawaja were in the background at the Premadasa, just having really long nets. Injuries have kind of dictated the fact that we still don't have a playing 11 or even a playing 12 for that matter. Mm. It now depends on Travis Head. Andrew McDonald spoke yesterday and said Travis Head's fitness could kind of tell them which kind of configuration they want to go in with. But two spinners will definitely play, and it's who would have thought that John Holland would be spoken of as a test player in 2022? But it looks very likely that he plays. And, you know, even during the white ball stuff, they were getting an injury and are literally the Australians. And it's happened now. And John Holland seems to have some issues with his finger, the spinning finger. So we'll have to wait and watch if he gets a ball in. He did not touch the ball yesterday. They've kept him in cotton wool, just like they have a lot of players throughout this tour. So if he's fit, he plays ahead of Mitchell Swepson, is what we've been told. Glenn Maxwell, well, it still really depends on Travis Head. He batted and bowled and ran around Travis Head yesterday. So you think that as the incumbent, they would stick with him. But you never know. We'll have to wait and watch. I mean, again, Glenn Maxwell and John Holland playing test cricket in 2022 would just sum up this too.
It would. And it's a bit concerning, the health of the squad, with the amount of test cricket and just the cricket schedule really over the coming 2 years that Australia face and the travel, and they're already starting to break down. But I want to ask you about Glenn because, he's going to turn 34 shortly. He hasn't played test cricket for 5 years. He's played the 7 tests, but we'd love to see it. I mean, because of the entertainment factor, and he plays spin so well in those conditions. So do you think he has the technique and the ability and I guess the discipline to succeed now with the experience that he's got?
He spoke to just a couple of us who were here during the one day, the day he was, his test recall was announced. And honestly, I've never seen a cricketer happier. Mm. It was more just this unbridled happiness more than just relief that he's back. You could see, and he said it to you as well, that he's been waiting for this opportunity. And There was a time in 2018 when he said, when he wasn't picked for either the Australia or the Australia squads to the UAE. This is in the wake of the whole Cape Town, scenes with ball tampering, where there were lots of vacancies in the middle order. And when they didn't pick him, he felt that his time had come and gone. And he hasn't played a first-class match for the last, 2 years and 9 months. But just looking at him in the nets, even the last couple of days, facing the red ball, and just his body language, I think he's ready. And he wants to make the most of this unexpected opportunity to play Test cricket again. So if he does get a go, I have no doubt that he will do really well. He's really hungry. He could play that game-breaker role in the middle order. The way Test cricket plays out in South Sri Lanka, especially in Goa, is things happen quickly. So you need someone like Glenn Maxwell who can just come and score really quickly. Even with his bowling, he adds such balance to the side. So it'll be interesting to see if he does get the look in. But as far as he goes, he is ready.
And the conditions, the pitch, it's clearly going to turn.
It will turn, yeah. I mean, quick games are the best game, especially when you have a lot of laundry to do. It already looks dry. I mean, it's always fascinating watching the Sri Lankan ground staff go about their business in the days leading up to the test. And you can clearly see everything else get watered, but they make sure that not even a single drop goes near the pitch. I mean, that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but it will be a dry pitch. It will break up very, very soon. And that's how it's been in Goa, not all around Sri Lanka, but especially in Goa. The spinners come into play very early, and it's quick turn. Like what we saw in Pakistan is the pitch breaking down eventually and the ball is beginning to turn. As a batter, you have a lot of time to just play it off the back foot. Here, you have to play brave cricket. And there will be times when you'll have to take on the spinners. You can't play the long game. The game will just, catch up with you. So it makes for fascinating cricket. It's different to what we're used to in Australia or even in other parts of the subcontinent. Nathan Lyon will not be complaining about the pitches.
All right, well, it's exciting. Can't wait to see the Aussies back in action. You will be all over it. We appreciate the update. Can I get your prediction, firstly? Who wins?
I think Australia go in as favourites. They'll have to play pretty... they'll have to play pretty poorly to lose the series. It's a young Sri Lankan side. I mean, there's some experience in the batting. But Australia have more or less the firepower you need to win here. But the more easier prediction is whether we will see day four in either of these two tests. And if we don't, at least in the first test, it means I'll have more decisions to make, Kane. I'll have to pick lunch places and
exactly
dinner places.
Right.
So that's what I'm...
All the important decisions. Brat, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the cricket. Can't wait to tune in.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
The Aussies in action tomorrow. Wait and see how that final 11 takes shape as the toss gets a little bit closer.